Good afternoon. Thank you for sticking around for our presentations. I have no relationships to disclose. And just to note, this is Dr. Noe Crespo's presentation, but unfortunately he couldn't be here today due to an emergency back home in San Diego. So he asked me to present the information for him today. He is at San Diego State University in California and Instituto of Behavioral Community Health. And I am at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I worked for him until 2 months ago, so I'm pseudo qualified to present the information. So I'll do my best. I'll have you, his email will be at the end of the presentation. If you have any questions, I'll try to answer to my best knowledge, but definitely email him for more details. So the previous presentation was great in terms of what his study is going to present today, and in terms of talking about accelerometer data and the new guidelines for physical activity among children and so on. So his study is behavioral, psychological, social, cultural, and environmental factors related to gender difference in children's physical activity. So I think the previous presentation was an excellent background to what this study is about, but with the new guidelines, so we know that children need to be doing more than 1 hour of physical activity every day, so it's vigorous to moderate physical activity. Only 42% of the children meet these guidelines at this time, but almost 36% do latest estimates indicate that they are watching over 3 hours of TV daily, I believe. We all know that physical activity is related to cardiovascular disease, obesity, and other chronic diseases. So two studies that sort of helped to continue this work in gender difference were one by Dr. James Salas in 2000, where he reviewed the literature in over 108 studies to sort of identify what are the correlates of gender differences or physical activity among children. And gender was one of the main predictors, correlates of physical activity among children, and their intentions to be active, previous days of physical activity, access, facility to programs, and opportunities to exercise. Later on in 2007, this review was updated, included an additional 60 studies, and they found again that in this case, 100% of the studies reported that gender was associated with levels of physical activity among children, then self-efficacy, parent PE, specifically for boys, and then parent support were strong correlates of physical activity. So as you see in the chart here, levels of physical activity among children decline over time, and that's one of the problems that we're trying to address as a group in developing interventions. But also the differences between the genders are pretty evident. So as the physical activity decreases among all of them, for girls is even more pronounced. And so that's what we're trying to explain or trying to understand so we can then address it in a way that is more effective in terms of interventions. So why physical activity? I think I've been talking a little bit about that already in terms of being, it's a modifiable health behavior, something that we can address with our health interventions. Ideally, to establish that behavior and that habit while they're children, because we want to tailor interventions so they can be more effective, especially for girls. And then because it has, like we see in the previous presentation, to implications on health policy and practice. Did I do? Okay, not moving. What happened? Oh, it froze.
Maybe give it a second.
Oh, well, now it's going back. Sorry. Okay. Okay. So the purpose of the study was to assess the behavioral, psychological, sociocultural, and environmental factors that explain gender differences among children. Moderate to vigorous physical activity. The data was collected through the MOVE Memuevo project, which was a randomized controlled trial to prevent obesity, or childhood obesity, in San Diego, California. This particular study, the data that I'm going to present today, is part of a cross-sectional study where data was collected only on those children that and their parents that were in the attention control group of the intervention. So what Dr. Crespo wanted to do was expand the knowledge that we have so far and all the evidence that we have so far, especially the evidence that we have from the review of the literature in terms of the correlates of the predictors of differences among children physical activity. So what he took a look at a more expanded framework using an approach of a social ecological perspective. And what I'm going to show you in the next few slides are the different levels of measurements that he included. So trying to include other variables other than gender that can explain why girls and boys are different, or trying to understand that better. So at the but we say individual levels on demographics and anthropometrics, and we have age, sex, and so on, child BMI, of course we need to know more about that. Then more included in our studies, the behavioral level, then physical activity in the 7 days, which was measured by accelerometer. So I'll have more information on data about accelerometers in a bit. Children physical activity behaviors, preference to play, and then in the next level is the psychological level, which then we include some of the being judgment scales. So, and this is a very brief presentation of all the measurements that he included in his study. And again, like I said, if you want more details and information, he will be happy to talk to you. At the parental level or familial level, then he included several measures that had to do with parenting and parental involvement in physical activities for children. All of these are self-reported, so that's one thing that we're moving forward in terms of how other ways that we can capture this information, but that's the first step that he needed to take. And finally, then we have the peer influence with the social level, where we had criticism and influence on physical activity. At the environmental level, that he divided into home environment and then the community environment in terms of toys that you can find in the home, the stereotypes, the type of gift that the kids may receive, and then locations and opportunities to be physically active in their community. So, to the results, some of the characteristics of the caregivers and anthropometric information. So the average age was about 38 years old. And remember, this is in San Diego, California. BMI is 28, which is large BMI, which is also comparable with national statistics and actually regional BMI numbers that we have. Mostly of the respondents of the parents were moms. So they had the time to complete this survey. About 50% of them were Latino, and most of them reported having making less than $5,000 a month for household income. For children, their mean age was about 8 years old. Their BMI was 18. Percentile BMI is almost 73. Almost 50% or a little bit more of 50% were girls, 50%, 43% were Hispanic, so were reported as Latinos. And then you can see, even though there are a lot of kids that were a normal weight, there's a large number, even more were obese than overweight, which is also alarming for us. So one of the also the innovative pieces of Dr. Crespo's study is that he measured physical activity, even though he also had it self-reported by the parent, because that's the usual measure in some of the in most of the studies. What he added was the accelerometer data, and so his criteria to use that data was that the kids needed to wear at least 4 days of the week, at least 3 days of weekdays and 1 weekend day, and that they have to be at least 10 hours of consecutive data for him to include that into his analysis. So he was very stringent about that. only 4 kids did not comply to this, and this is very time consuming. I know this because I saw him collecting the data, and it took a lot of work and prompting and so on. So it's very hard to think about doing this at a national level. So I'm trying to have people comply to these decelerometers of 3,000 people, you know, across the country. So of course, kids could be using while in bed or you know, in the pool and so on. But only 17 were not included in the analysis because some other issues with the data. The final sample was 116 children with valid accelerometer data was included. And he recorded the data for 30 seconds, EPCOS, I guess, 30. Okay, so yeah, that I don't know that much. So physical activity, when combined moderate to vigorous physical activities, about kids were reporting about 59, or based on the accelerometer data, 59 minutes per day of physical activity. Sedentary behavior is 376 minutes of sedentary activity or sedentary behavior, and only 5.2% of the kids meet the physical activity guidelines using the new guidelines, the 2008 guidelines, for 7 days, because they're supposed to do it every day more than 60 minutes, right? And 24% more than 5 days. So it's a lot of work to do. When he looked at gender differences, then he found that boys were more active, which is concurring with the evidence that we know. In terms of, there's about 17% difference between boys and girls, and that was statistically significant. So about 11 minutes different between the two. In physical activity guidelines, we see that boys, a larger proportion of boys are meeting the physical activity guidelines compared to girls. So this is the hierarchical regression model to explain the difference or explain BMI, MBPA among children. And the variables that he included in the final model were those that were associated with physical activity at the univariate variable. So there were a lot of, like you saw, there were a lot of variables that he measured, but not all of them were associated at the beginning. So only those that appear to be associated with MBPA were included in this model. And as you can see, progressively, each of the blocks, when you include each level of influence, the R-squared, which is the amount of variance that these variables explain, increases some until it gets to the parental influence level. And then none of the variables after that actually were associated at the significant level after that. So you can see child age, gender, BMI Z-scores, and days of physical education per week were associated across some of the models. He then looked at the differences between girls and boys, and we can see, again, gender, age was significantly associated for girls. There was a difference between boys and girls. Days of physical activity was the only other variable that was associated for more physical activity among girls. And the rest seem to be a more positive eye for boys in terms of those correlates. So child preferences of sedentary behavior was negatively associated. Parents' perception of sports ability. So we know that maybe parents are prompting boys to be more physically active by taking them to soccer leagues or some other sports when they don't do that for girls. Oh, we don't know that. So we need to investigate that. Parent support for a child's physical activity, explicit modeling and sports in the past year, and equipment at the home. How am I doing? Yeah? Yeah, I'm almost done. So lower percent proportion of meeting levels, guidelines of physical activity, we see gender differences. Age is still consistent and strong predictor of MBPA. For boys, like I mentioned, there are more correlates of physical activity, and it seems that only physical education participation was beneficial for girls. more objective measures of physical activity. We're thinking about direct observation at different levels of the home instead of self-reported. I think it will be important. He's thinking about cohort studies and maybe even also including genetic or biological measures. See if there's any change at the biological level that may also help to explain why girls are less active than boys. And obviously, when we were discussing this, I was telling like, well, the simple policy is what we used to do, was just have PE class every day at school. You know how it sounds simple, but it's really sad that that's not happening, and that could benefit girls immensely. So this is his information. I'll have it with me if you want it. He wanted to thank all the co-investigators of the study, his funding, and the people from the MOVE project. Thank you very much.